Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe in London, England, with the Patriots. As soon as the Patriots team buses arrived at their hotel, Bill Belichick stepped off and began answering questions about the team's experience coming here to London to play the Rams on Sunday. Here's Bill Belichick's London press conference.
Morning. How are we doing here? Good. Good to be in London. All right, so we're, just got off the bus, obviously, just landed here, so we'll try to get reorganized and acclimated to the new surroundings, and tomorrow will be kind of a normal Saturday for us, and then Sunday we'll be ready to go. So excited to be here, looking forward to the game facing the Rams, and being in London. It's always nice to be in London.
How does this year feel compared to 2 years ago?
I don't know. Just got here. It's London. A little overcast. Good traffic. It's like everybody's up and at it this morning, so it's good.
The last time you were here, when you had a chance to go see the church in the war room, time schedule, you're going to get out at all, or is it strictly football with them?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just take it, one day at a time here, Jim. See if we can get organized and, finish up our preparations on the Rams. We've still got a lot of work to do.
What went into the decision not to practice today?
We'll get done what we feel like we can get done productively. We've had 3 days of practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday back last week or, this week, so... that's the 3 days that we normally have, and then Saturday will be a normal Saturday for us. So, today's kind of a transition day for us.
How much of a disruption is it playing the game in London?
We played in Seattle a couple weeks ago, so we've traveled before. Travel, make the adjustment, get ready to go. And it's, again, we travel every other week. Half our games are on the road, so it's a further trip, but it's nothing I don't think we can handle.
Bill, it's been 10 years since your team beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. What do you remember about that evening and that game?
Well, it was a great moment for our team and our organization, but in all honesty, kind of put that behind us now. We really need to focus on this week's game, and obviously a whole different, everything's different, but we just got to focus on the present. We need to play better against these NFC West teams, and we haven't done well enough so far, so hopefully we can have a different outcome this time, but really our focus is in the present. And whatever happened, it was great, but whatever happened in the past is the past. We gotta zero in on what we got to do now.
Coach, you just alluded to your own two against NFC West teams this year. What is it about that division that's caused you some issues, and where do you think the Rams are going to potentially cause you some issues on Sunday?
Well, we came up a little bit short in both those games, so just didn't play well enough. The Rams present a lot of issues there. Very good defensively, fast, good pass rush team, good coverage team, got a lot of good corners. Offensively, the running backs are very talented. Of course, about Jackson, Richardson. They've got an explosive group of receivers. Good in the kicking game, good punter, good kicker, good returners. So they're good in every other game. Coach Fisher's done a great job of that team. Made them very competitive from where they were last year in a short amount of time. They're young, but they're good, and they play hard, they're fast, they're aggressive. So we've got a lot of challenges.
Well, the NBA has done a very good job of marketing itself with wanting to go to China, obviously. Commissioner has that in mind. Do you think football translates as well? Can you see it reaching that level? Or?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Choosing to come over
We just did all of our preparation at New England at our facility where we have all of our video equipment, our training equipment, where guys can stay on a normal schedule, and we got all of our preparation done there. And as I said, today's a transition day for us, and Saturday will be a normal Saturday, and Sunday's game day. So it's basically the way we did it when we came over and played Tampa 3 years ago.
Coach, you haven't just played a, what do you mean?
Sir,
you haven't played an overtime game last weekend. Do you have any concerns that, you know, the extra play and then just travel might affect some of your players on Sunday?
No. Well, just to kind of get our, you know, all of our body clocks reacclimated to, you know, where we're at. So, you know, normally it'd be the middle of the night for us, but it's not. It's early in the morning, so we'll try to spend the day as the day and then sleep tonight, and then hopefully tomorrow we'll be back on our normal. Our body clocks will be back on our normal daily schedule. You know, get up in the morning, go through the day, sleep at night, do that on Sunday. So I think, you know, today's we're – obviously just got off the plane, just you know, had a long flight, and we'll try to make the adjustments here today so that tomorrow can be a normal, kind of a normal Saturday day for us.
Bill, did you bring any guys who are kind of questionable physically, or do you feel like everybody in trip will be ready to go?
We'll probably have some guys that are game time, or I don't know, that we're not 100% sure about. Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. I mean, I know, you know, we have a lot of guys that are working really hard, getting a lot of extra treatment, coming in early, staying late, you know, doing everything they can to be ready, whether how ready they'll be, what they'll be able to do and all that. I'm not sure if we know that 100%. You know, our last practice was Thursday, so that's, you know, still like half a week before the game. And a lot of times it just takes a couple days more than that to sometimes takes up till game time to really figure that out for sure. So we'll see. You know, we'll see where some of those guys are.
Bill, will you guys go over to Wembley before the game on Sunday?
No.
So, the last three games, you've been outscored 34-6 in the fourth quarter. How do you plan to change this?
Yeah, well, we've got to do a better job playing four quarters, 60 minutes. You know, fortunately, we were able to outscore our opponents last week in overtime. But we've got to, you know, we got to play 60 full minutes of football, and that's our goal every week. So we got to do a better job of it than we've done, no question. We'll keep working on it, and hopefully we'll have better results this week.
Bill, I'm not sure if you're aware, there's been a problem recently in English soccer with racism rearing its ugly head, and one talk has been about bringing in a Rooney rule to English soccer. Can you just describe how that's changed NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Rooney rule in NFL. But...
I mean, I've been in the National Football League for 38 years, and, you know, I think there's a good rapport and respect, mutual respect all the way around for all different types of lifestyles, races, religions, whatever you want to call it in the league. So, you know, professional football in the United States is a very diverse community. People come from all areas of the country, foreign countries, all different races, religions, economic backgrounds, social backgrounds, so forth. It all comes together on a football team. So I think that's, you know, like I said, I've been around it for 38 years, and I don't really see any changes. I don't know anything about the soccer league in England. I couldn't comment on that. Yeah, well, I think the normal part is the day before the game and the day of the game. You know, we have long weeks, we have short weeks, we have travel weeks, we have home weeks. But I think you always try to get to Saturday, Sunday, or the day of the game, the day before the game. You try to have consistency at that point in the week, and then sometimes you have to modify or adjust what happens before that. But, you know, when you get to game day, you want that to be fairly consistent routine that the players and the coaches and the organization's comfortable with, and hopefully the day before that you're final preparations are on a week to week. They're consistent as well. So that's, I think, the most important part of it. Like I said, we've played on, you know, 4 day weeks, 3 day weeks, 2 weeks, 10 days, but in the end, it's the final lead up to the game that I think is probably the most important part of the consistency of the week. I'm sorry? No, no, we're going to leave Monday morning. Almost all of them are new. I think there's like 15 players from when we were here before. So, 3/4 of the team's new.
Players excited about being in London themselves?
Yeah, we're excited about being in London. We're excited about playing the Rams. We're excited to get on the field. And, you know, we play once a week. So, we practice all the rest of the week. We get one opportunity every week to go out and perform. And that's always an exciting time. That's what you put in all the practice and all the hours of preparation and training and everything else for, is that one opportunity to play during the week. So whenever it comes, and it's coming on Sunday in London, so we're excited to play, as we are every week.
Bill, the trade deadline is Tuesday, and anyone push back. Have you noticed any uptick in talk with other teams to push back?
I haven't, no. And this week's really been kind of it's a normal week for us, but it's a short week for us. You know, as you know, we moved our preparations up, so we've really been, at it, trying to get ready for this week, and really, we haven't talked about anything but the Rams all week.
Would it be tough to add somebody to your team? I mean, it's not like baseball. Would it be tough to add a guy midway through the season?
They depend on the situation. I mean, historically, you don't see a lot of those, but I think the situation was right. Sure.
There's been a lot of speculation that with a second Wembley game here next year, that there's an eventual push to put a franchise in London. Speaking as a coach, would an opening after a team in a different country be attractive to a coach, or would it be unattractive?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, I really haven't thought about it. I don't know. Just trying to coach a team that I'm on, and I don't know about all the rest of it.
You guys want to stay two more?
Coach, they have the Olympics here this year. Do you think football can ever be in the Olympics?
To get some other teams, some other countries to play it, right?
Canada, CFL.
Yeah, no, it'd be. I don't know. That's a long way down the road. I haven't seen a lot of international, what our football is, football yet, but maybe someday. I'm sorry? Yeah, I think Coach Fisher's done a real good job with that team this year, just watching them all the way through the preseason, and their 7 regular season games. I think they've improved every week. They're very young. They're one of the youngest teams in the league. It might be the youngest team in the league. But their players are, you know, improving on a weekly basis, and the overall chemistry and execution as a team, you can see that improving from the beginning of the season to, you know, now we're kind of at the halfway point. So I think they've worked hard. They've been well coached. They have a lot of good players, and you definitely see them getting better on a weekly basis. I think Jeff's done a real good job with that team. Okay, thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.